Mormonism 101 for Teens is a valuable resource for anyone wanting a simplified view of the Mormon religion from a Christian perspective. Mormonism 101 for Teens is available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore in Salt Lake City or mrm.org. Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What did 11th President Harold B. Lee believe regarding intermarriage? Welcome to Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. We continue looking at books that were given away as Christmas gifts by the first presidency of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints between the years 1981 and 2017. Yesterday, we began looking at a section of the book, Stand Ye in Holy Places, a book that was published in 1975 by church-owned Deseret Book Company and was given as a gift by the first presidency in 1995. We were looking at the statement where Harold B. Lee brings up a question that people apparently were asking at that time, wondering, how long is it going to be before the church changes its policy with respect to the Negro? And of course, the context of that question is, when are those of African heritage going to be able to receive the priesthood that all other members in the LDS church were allowed to receive? He gives, in my opinion, a very vague answer, but one thing he does do in this quotation is he certainly lays blame for this prohibition at the feet of God himself when he says, how long is it going to be before the Lord, not the church, changes his, not its, policy? So clearly he is attributing this prohibition on the Lord himself. Now, in yesterday's show, we introduced another book written by Harold B. Lee. This was not given as a Christmas gift, and we were wondering why not. This book, titled Decisions for Successful Living, was published during the time that Harold B. Lee was, in fact, president. It came out in 1973. He became president in 1972. Why not give a book as a Christmas gift that a prophet wrote while he was the prophet of the church?
And I think the answer to that, we talked about how Spencer W. Kimball was the one who had a deep influence in the issue of blacks being allowed to have the priesthood. And so I don't think that he wanted anything to do with these kinds of quotes. And so you're not going to have those in a contemporary setting with Spencer W. Kimball as a leader.
Well, in yesterday's show, we cited how Harold B. Lee believed that the question that was asked of Jesus regarding the man who was born blind was, I guess he assumes, an accepted doctrine of the church, because he takes the question, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind, citing John 9:2, as if that was an accepted teaching. But Jesus actually rebukes the person who asked this question, saying that it had nothing to do with that. But rather, Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Harold B. Lee apparently didn't understand what Jesus was saying, or he wouldn't have answered the question like this or tried to attribute it to the Mormon doctrine of the preexistence. But then he goes on in that paragraph on page 165 to make this statement that I'm sure every Latter-day Saint living in a 21st century context would be troubled.
Now, perhaps you will have a partial answer to some of your questions as to why, if God is a just father, that some of his children are born of an enlightened race and in a time when the gospel is upon the earth, while others are born of a heathen parentage in a benighted, backward country. And still others are born to parents who have the mark of a black skin with which the seed of Cain were cursed, and whose descendants were to be denied the rights of the priesthood of God.
Notice carefully the language that Harold B. Lee uses here in reference to this preexistence and what we accomplished in that preexistence. And I should explain, if you're not familiar with that term, Mormonism teaches that all of humankind existed as the sons and daughters of our heavenly parents in a preexistent state prior to coming to earth in a physical mortality. He is stating here that it makes perfect sense why certain people are born in certain circumstances in this mortal probation, as they call it. He says, some of his children are born of an enlightened race.
That's not politically correct, Bill.
Not very politically correct. In fact, I think even back then, some people would notice that's pretty racist, because what he's implying is the white skin is the enlightened race. And then he goes on to say, and in a time when the gospel is upon the earth, while others are born of a heathen parentage in a benighted, backward country. So if you want to look at yourself as being of the premier race, you not only are going to be white, but you're probably going to be born in a country, perhaps like the United States, maybe even in the state of Utah, which shows God's favor upon you. If you're not, then obviously you did not receive that favor that God was giving to everyone else. Notice also, he says, there are still others born to parents who have the mark of a black skin with which the seed of Cain were cursed and whose descendants were to be denied the rights of the priesthood of God. But he doesn't stop there. On the same page, 165, he says, the privilege of obtaining a mortal body on this earth is seemingly so priceless that those in the spirit world, even though unfaithful, or not valiant, were undoubtedly permitted to take mortal bodies, although under penalty of racial or physical or nationalistic limitations. Now, the Gospel Topics essay seems to rebuke all these kinds of thoughts and teachings that their 11th president, Harold B. Lee, wrote about in this book, Decisions for Successful Living.
And we have to understand the Gospel Topics essays are found on the church website. They were produced between 2012 to 2015. And so this one essay that was produced by the church called Race and the Priesthood, under the section The Church Today, this is what it says on the LDS website. Today, the church disavows the theories advanced in the past that black skin is a sign of divine disfavor or curse, or that it reflects unrighteous actions in a premortal life, that mixed-race marriages are a sin, or that blacks or people of any other race or ethnicity are inferior in any way to anyone else. Church leaders today unequivocally condemn all racism, past and present, in any form.
But they didn't condemn it when Harold B. Lee was alive. Because here it is. This is the question that I asked at the beginning of the show. What did Harold B. Lee believe regarding interracial marriage? He says this on page 168.
To impress the grave consequences and the seriousness of intermarriage as between those of different races, and particularly with reference to intermarriage with the seed of Cain, President Brigham Young made this remark in an address before the legislature, quote, that mark shall remain upon the seed of Cain until the seed of Abel shall be redeemed, and Cain shall not receive the priesthood until the time of that redemption. Any man having one drop of the seed of Cain in him cannot receive the priesthood. And that's Wilford Woodruff, page 351. Surely, no one of you who is an heir to a body of more favored lineage would knowingly intermarry with a race that would condemn your posterity to penalties that have been placed upon the seed of Cain by the judgments of God. It might not be amiss likewise to urge upon you the most serious consideration of any question of your possible intermarriage with individuals of any other race than your own. No one of you with safety can defy the laws of heredity and the centuries of training that have developed strong racial characteristics and tendencies among the distinctive peoples of the earth, and then expect to find a happy, congenial family relationship from such a union. The wisdom of experience fully demonstrates the importance of your marrying those of your own race and those with a similar background of customs and manners.
And yet we find in the Gospel Topics essay, Race and the Priesthood, that all those ideas are rebuked. And yet that's exactly what Harold B. Lee believed. So what do you do with that, Latter-day Saint? Remember, a lot of these comments about what life was like in the pre-existence and how we were more valiant than others, especially when it came to the alleged war in heaven, Mormon leaders were teaching that because there were a group of God's spirit children that were not as valiant as they could have been, they were allowed to come to earth in mortal bodies. But in order for others to know who they were, I guess you could say this is a kind of skin shaming, they were given a black skin. By this black skin, you might say, the leaders of the LDS Church would know who were not supposed to receive this important priesthood, as opposed to those who could receive this important priesthood. Harold B. Lee is right in the middle of all these doctrines. He, no doubt, believed every single one of those doctrines, or at least most of them, you could say, that is being rebuffed in this Race and the Priesthood Gospel Topics essay. Now, he's president when he writes this book, and yet in the other book that was given away as a Christmas gift, it's telling its readers how important it is to follow the prophet. He's the prophet when he's writing decisions for successful living. And so the question we ask is, well, why didn't they give this book away as a Christmas book?
And that's a good point, Bill, because you have two books, one that's written in 1973 while he was the president of the church, one written in 1975, Standing in Holy Places, that was given away in 1995. It would seem that Gordon B. Hinckley, who was the president when this gift was given away in 1995, he was the head of the first presidency with James Faust and with Thomas S. Monson. And you would think, because he wrote in the foreword to the book you're holding in your hands, Decisions for Successful Living, that maybe he would have had an affinity for that book. But there's no way they were going to publish that book with all of this racist material in 1995. I think very clearly that would never have been a book that could have been given away.
Let me just end with this statement that Gordon B. Hinckley made in his foreword. It's the same statement I gave you earlier. They who are reading this book will find within these pages truths of timeless value expressed in a contemporary setting, and those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled with that wisdom which comes of experience and learning, and more importantly, with the light of truth which comes of divine revelation. You ask yourself, the quotations that we gave you from this book, Decisions for Successful Living, is that really the light of truth that came by divine revelation?
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism.